Sisqó, the lead singer of Drew Hill, whom we have now discovered that once influenced Sandman to Peroxide his hair.
Hey, where? Nah.
Not Eminem Stan, nope. Sisqó, the thong song Sisqó.
Yeah. Yeah. I would go to Clicks and buy Peroxide.
Really?
Yo, and I'd get my hair white, eh? So what I'd do, obviously you have to put Vaseline so you don't burn.
Yeah.
And I'll put the peroxide at night, put a plastic bag over it, and sleep throughout the night with it.
Yo.
Yo, and in the morning, this thing was like white.
Oh, man.
All because of Sisqó. Things we did, man.
Oh, man. We kicked off the hour with Ngimbambila, Mthunzi, Claudio, and Kenza. And now I'm excited because I said, man, it's chill as you now, you know, this time of year, if you speak to anybody who's in radio, well, not everybody, but most people in radio, they are pretty tense. And I'll tell you why. Except the private radio stations whose financial years run whenever they want. SABC's financial year runs from April to March. And so when it's headed towards March, that's when their contracts usually get renewed or terminated. And then you'll often hear rumors like ensue round about this time. So-and-so's leaving, so-and-so's joining this, so-and-so's been fired. And so I've always imagined that those guys must always be on edge round about this time. Luckily, I've never done radio at SABC, so I'm cool. The one place where we did do radio in the financial year end was the same as at Y, actually. But, I mean, we were gods at Y, so nothing to worry about. But it gets me thinking, in your career, when is crunch time? When is that time where you most under pressure? Elections, for sure.
I wanted to say elections, but naturally when they're just big events, the sun is coming up, the budget speech. Also because you have to get your facts right.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a lot of pressure.
Mm.
I mean, I get anxiety every day just anchoring. You know, I'm always like feeling the, you know, deadline every hour. But big events, election times, State of the Nation address, budget speech, even last week was like a lot, you know, because we had to be on our toes and get everything right. And we do make mistakes, which is like bop. But yeah, that's when we like, yeah, take it. Because everyone is listening to you to hear if you got your facts right. And when you don't, it's like, what are you doing, bro? You know? So yeah.
Tarlene Franks, 5 p.m.
Yo, I do so many things. So I can't.
Hold on. We got to give you an air horn. Hold on, son. We're giving you everything right now. Everything. Okay.
But I think I'll stick to, or I'll go back to when I was at Varsity.
Yeah.
So I'm speaking for Ama 2K now.
Yeah.
For me, it was always the beginning of the year because I felt like I have to sort of start off on a good note and then keep that momentum. Like, you can't be tired in the beginning. And so, yeah.
Not exam time.
That's also like quite pressure, but it's a lot of pressure. But I also feel like if you don't start off on a good note, it's going to be difficult to catch up and then things get really hectic there. It's just about starting off well and then being consistent.
I'm not going to lie. I've never felt any pressure in my schooling career at the beginning of the year.
Really?
Yeah, nothing. There's not even a test then, bruh. It was like, end of first semester, then you realize, yo, I'm falling behind or I'm ahead. Then you can chill. Yeah. But that's when you realize, beginning of the year, everybody's hopeful. Yeah. Send Mizzy, World Cups.
Not really. Because the weird thing about my job is that I'm in it already.
Yeah.
So whether I'm working in sports or not, I will be watching. So I'm always up to date.
Mm.
But I found when I was working for another company that I just resigned at, they do all kind of weird sports.
Mm.
So like now is like Winter Games, Winter Olympics.
Mm.
So when you get these weird things and the deadlines, they are tight because it's like TV and they want the stories in.
Mm.
And you're like trying to understand, how does curling work? First of all, and the editor's like, bro, we need the story. And you're still trying to understand the stone did what to which stone. But another job where I found the pressure hard was when I was editor of a community paper. So as the editor, you go to the big story. So I used to go to like council meeting for the budget speeches and stuff, where they give you this booklet. It's like thicker than the Bible. And then you have to go, like sometimes I wouldn't sleep. Through the night, you're trying to read these things. I'm like, financially, I just know my budget. So now, let alone a budget of a municipality. And you have to get those things spot on because you can't go to print with some numbers that you just made up out of your head. I used to hate that.
Okay. So we just got a text from a friend of mine, Kenny. We've spoken to him once. He owns a construction company. So he says financial year end for him as well. He said his head spins, basically. So give us a shout. In your career, when is crunch time? When are you most under pressure? 086-000-0959. Hit us up on WhatsApp as well. 063-688-0959. Kaya Traffic.